下一部分 The new age is being shaped by forces of globalization that are turning our world into a village. 这句话我们看看它的主干成分，主语是 the new age， 谓语是 being shaped by forces of globalization， 是新时代呢正受到全球化的影响。全球化呢带来一个定理从句，正使世界呢变成一个地球村。这句话呢我们可以运用句子成分转换的技巧， The new age 在原句中作为主语，我们把它翻成中文的时候呢作为状语，我们可以这么翻，在受全球化的影响，世界在新的时期已变成了一座地球村。新的时期翻成中文时，我们加了一个在，使它成为了地点状语，主语呢是世界，所以在这里我们用句子成分转换的技巧，原句的主语转变成句子的状语。 Thus the new age will demand of us more than ever before to live and work together as members of one human family. 这句话呢我们可以顺着翻译，因此呢新时代比任何时候都要求我们 more than ever before， 比以往任何时候都要求我们 to live and work together as members of one human family， 像一个人类大家庭的成员一样一起工作和生活。整个这句话呢我们可以翻译成，因此新的时代比以往任何时候都要求我们像一个人类大家庭的成员一样一起工作和生活。 But up to now, globalization has meant prosperity only for the chosen few of the industrialized countries. Chosen few， 在这里呢我们 chosen 不需要翻译，就是少数几个发达国家，这句话呢我们可以顺译就可以了。但是呢迄今为止全球化只是使少数几个发达国家受益。 prosperity 名词，我们翻成中文的时候呢转换成了动词使受益。 For us the developing world, globalization will continue to ring hollow and of dubious value until we see it positive, until we see its positive effects on our fortunes。对我们发展中国家来说， globalization will continue to ring hollow。 ring hollow， ring 表示是听起来的意思。举一个例子，这些话听起来不真实， the words rang untrue to the listeners， 他的种种许诺听上去都是空话， his promises always rang hollow。 ring hollow 表示听上去是空话的意思，听起来是空洞的。And of dubious value， 并让人怀疑。 Of dubious value 是名词短语， dubious value 我们把它转换成动词让人怀疑。 value 呢在这里呢我们不需要翻译。 Until we see its positive effects on our fortunes， 除非， until 翻成除非，它给我们的命运带来积极的变化，或者说是除非它能改变我们的生活。在这里呢 until 我们采用的是反义法，它原来是才，直到什么什么才，在这里呢我们翻译成除非。好，整个这句话呢我们可以翻译成，然而对发展中国家来说，全球化仍然听起来空洞并让人怀疑，除非它给我们的命运带来积极的变化。 In short, globalization has to be seen to mean the eradication of poverty, and then and only then will the true spirit of good neighborliness reign in the new global village. 看一下第一句话， In short, 总的来说，总而言之，Globalization has to be seen to mean the eradication of poverty. 全球化必须意味着消除贫困。 Eradication of poverty， 消除贫困。 Has to be seen to， 这一些语法结构呢没有实际的意义，同样的我们把它省略不翻。 And then 到那时 and only then, 而且只有到那时 will the true spirit of good neighborliness, the spirit of good neighborliness, 我们可以翻译成睦邻友好的精神 reign in the new global village, reign, reign 表示是盛行的意思。举一个例子， chaos reigned in the classroom, 教室里一片混乱， reign, 盛行。在这里我们可以翻成发扬光大。整个这句话呢，我们可以翻译成到那时，而且只有到那时，真正的睦邻友好精神才会在这个新的地球村中发扬光大。 The world community is challenged to evolve a new system of international cooperation that will help to eliminate abject poverty throughout the worldand integrate the developing countries into the globalized world economy. 这句话比较长，我们分析它的句子结构。The world community 是主语， is challenged 受到什么样的挑战？是谓语。世界大家庭正面临挑战。是什么样的挑战呢？是 evolve a new system of international cooperation that will help to eliminateabject poverty throughout the world and integrate the developing countries into the globalized world economy. 这一部分 to evolve 是一个目的状语，是要形成了这样一种新的国际合作的体系。国际合作的体系呢，带了两个定义。第一个呢是 will help to eliminate abject poverty 赤贫，会呢在全球范围内消除极度的贫困，and integrate the developing countries into the globalized world economy, 并使发展国家融入到一体化的世界经济之中。International cooperation 所带的两个定语，我们呢分别独立成句。整个这句话我们可以翻译成，世界大家庭面临的挑战是发展一种新的国际合作关系，以在全球范围内消除极度的贫困，并使发展中国家融入一体化的世界经济之中。在这一下 challenge 是在英文中是动词，我们翻成中文的时候转换成了名词，运用的是动词转换成名词的技巧。世界大家庭面临的挑战是 is challenged, 我们翻译成挑战是，所以运用的是动词转换成名词的技巧。 At the first South Summit held in Havana, Cuba last April, it was resolved that a new and meaningful partnership with the industrialized nations needed to be forged in order to make this earth a better place for all of us. 这一句话呢，它的核心思想呢是 It was resolved, 被决定。什么东西被决定呢？ A new and meaningful partnership with the industrialized nations needed to be forged. 我们需要形成一种新的有实际意义的合作伙伴关系，是与呢发展中国家建立的这样合作伙伴关系。所以呢这一部分呢，我们需要用的是被动转换成主动的技巧，同时呢需要用增词增加主语我们需要与发达国家建立起一种新的有实际意义的战略伙伴关系。 In order to make this earth a better place for all of us, 以使我们的地球成为一个更美好的家园。 For all of us 在这里呢，我们可以不用翻译，地球呢是我们所有人的更美好的家园。好，这是主句。前面的一部分呢， At the first South Summit held in Havana, Cuba last April, 这是一个时间状语，我们可以使它单独成句。去年四月在古巴哈瓦那举行了首届南方首脑会议， South Summit, 南方首脑会议。好，整个这句话呢，我们可以翻译成去年四月在古巴哈瓦那举行了首届南方首脑会议，会议决定我们需要与工业化国家建立一种崭新的 有实际意义的合作伙伴关系，以使我们的地球成为一个更美好的家园。We must all be concerned about the persistence of internal conflicts, more especially in our region of Africa. 这句话的结构呢，主要结构是 We must all concerned, 我们都要关注。它的宾语是 about the persistence of internal conflicts, 是持续不断的国内冲突。Persistence 是名词，我们转换成形容词，持续不断的。我们必须关注持续不断的国内冲突 ,more especially in our region of Africa, 尤其是非洲地区。我们可以用真词的手法，尤其是非洲地区的冲突。These conflicts have proved to be very brutal, savage, and devastating. 这些冲突 have proved to be, proved to be 呢，其实也是一个语法结构，被证明是，我们不需要翻译，省略就可以了。这些冲突都是非常的残忍、野蛮、破坏力强 devastating 是一个形容词，我们把它转换成一个句子，破坏力强。下一句 The unfortunate destruction of lives and properties and their effects on the weaker members of the society, namely children and women, remind us as members of the UN that our objective of world peace is still beyondmany communities. 这句话比较长，我们先分析一下它的句子结构。 The unfortunate destruction of lives and properties. 这是句子的主语部分，是一个名词短语，指的是呢，生命和财产遭到了破坏。我们在翻译的时候呢，可以把这个名词短语单独成句转换成一个句子，我们可以翻译成生命和财产遭到了不幸的摧残和破坏。我们运用了增词的技巧 destruction 呢，我们翻译成了摧残和破坏，因为它针对的宾语呢是 lives， 我们是摧残了生命 properties， 破坏了财产。所以说呢，整个这个 unfortunate destruction of lives and properties 名词短语，我们把它转换成了句子，生命和财产遭到了不幸的摧残和破坏。 And their effects on the weak members of society, namely children and women. 好，我们再来看一下这个句子的主语呢，是 the unfortunate destruction of lives and properties and their effects. 再简化一下呢，就是指 destructionand their effects， 破坏及其影响。谓语呢是 remind， 宾语是 us， as members of UN that， 后面呢是一个 us 是间接宾语， that 是直接宾语，直接宾语从句 our objective of world peace， 我们世界和平的目标 is still beyond many communities， beyond 在这里超过的意思，我们要采用反义的手法，肯定变为否定，在世界许多地区还远未实现。好，这个句子的核心成分呢，我们都说出来了，是 The destruction and the effects remind us that。 好，我们再来看一下 And their effects on the weaker members of society， 以及他们对弱势群体的影响。弱势群体呢 namely children and women， 我们把它提前，以及他们对弱势群体及妇女和孩子的影响。 remind us as members of the UN that， 提醒我们这些联合国的成员国，世界和平这一目标在世界许多地区还远未实现。整个这句话呢，我们可以翻译成生命和财产遭到了不幸的摧残和破坏，他们对弱势群体及妇女和孩子的影响，提醒我们这些联合国的成员国们，世界和平这一目标在世界许多地方还远未实现。总体这一句话呢，我们采用了拆分的技巧，同时呢，我们用词性转换的技巧 unfortunate destruction distraction 呢，我们把它转换成名词，转换成了一个短句。同时我们运用了反应的技巧 beyond， 我们翻译成还远未实现。好，下一句， Our aim in the new age therefore must include a renewed determination to resolve these conflicts and prevent new ones so that together all humanity will reap the benefit of peace and march forward in harmony and prosperity。 这一句话同样比较长，我们看一下它的结构。Our aim in the new age， 这是整个这一句话的主语。我们新时期的目标 A therefore must include 包括，必须要包括。我们可以把它翻译成，我们在新时期的目标就是 A renewed determination to resolve these conflicts and prevent new onesRenew determination， 这一个结构呢是一个名词短语。同样呢，我们把这个名词短语呢翻译的时候，把它转换成动词，那就是重新下定决心。Renew determination， 转换成动词短语，重新下定决心 to resolve these conflicts。这一部分的单独成句 and prevent new ones， 以解决这些冲突，并防止新的冲突发生。 So that 后面一部分单独成句 Together all humanity will reap the benefit of peace， 这样所有的人类，全人类 will reap the benefit of peace， 我们可以翻译成共享和平。 Reap the benefit of peace， Reap the benefit of something 表示呢享受什么什么的成果，享受和平的成果，我们可以翻译成共享和平。 And march forwardIn harmony and prosperity， 并在和谐和繁荣中迈向未来， march forward， 迈向未来。好，整个这一部分我们可以翻译成，因此我们在新时期的目标就是重新下定决心解决这些冲突，并防止新的冲突发生，并在和谐和繁荣所有的，整个这句话呢我们可以翻译成，因此我们在新时期的目标就是重新下定决心，以解决这些冲突，并避免新的冲突，使所有的人都共享和平，并在和谐和繁荣中迈向未来。We are at the beginning of a new dawn。 这个 we are at the beginning of a new dawn， 我们可以采取省略的手法，主语可以不需要翻。新的黎明刚刚开始， beginning 动名词，我们把它转换成了动词，刚刚开始。 What it portends we cannot say。 Portend 表示的是预测预示的意思，比如说 He does not know what the situation portends for the country， 他不知道这一局势对国家预示着什么。What it portends, we cannot say. 我们就可以翻译成未来我们还不能预测，我们不能预知未来。 But this much we owe to ourselves and to succeeding generations. 这是一个倒装句，它的正常的语序是 We owe to ourselves and to succeeding generations this much. Owe to 我们不能翻译成欠什么什么的意思，我们要翻译成为了我们这一代以及我们的后代。 A world where all nations, all races and all people can live in dignity and in peace with one another。 我们要为我们的自己和子孙后代创建一个社会，一个什么样的社会呢？所有的民族，所有的种族，所有的人都能体面的生活， live in dignity，体面的生活， and in peace with one another， 和平共处。整个这句话呢我们可以翻译成，我们应该为自己和后代开创这样一个未来，世界上所有的国家，所有的民族，所有的人都能和平共处，体面的生活在一起。 We must all resolve to strengthen and reinvigorate the United Nations for the work ahead. 我们必须要下决心加强并振兴联合国 strengthen 加强 invigorate 振兴联合国 for the work ahead 为未来做好以做好今后的工作 for the work ahead 是一个介词短语作为状语我们翻译成中文的时候呢把它转换成动词短语来做好今后的工作整个这句话呢我们可以翻译成我们必须下决心加强和振兴联合国以做好今后的工作 Thank you 谢谢好现在呢我给大家放一下磁带我们边听边记边分段落进行口译
Passage 2 English to Chinese Interpretation Text Interpreting Listen to the tape and interpret the following passageFrom English into Chinese.
Distinguished Presidents, Your Excellencies, Humanity has come a long way out of the ruins of the Second World War, thanks to this august organization, the United Nations. We have emerged from the era of Cold War and incessant fears of global conflagrations. A new horizon is now in front of us.Predicated on ever-widening possibilities for development in all spheres of human endeavor, resulting from unparalleled advances in science and technology. But new challenges have also emerged, challenges of poverty and new disease that have so far defied scientific knowledge and control. The world is also faced with the scourge of internal conflictswhich threaten regional peace and impede social and economic development. Although the world has generally become a safer place to live in, thanks to the contributions of the United Nations, we must all feel deeply worried that the message of hope which this organization has been spreading is yet to reach the millions of mankind for whom it is intended. For the vast majority of our peoples,Grinding poverty has remained a fact of their everyday existence. The national governments to whom these millions look up to for succor find themselves in the unenviable predicament of hopelessness, incapable of bringing meaningful changes in their people's well-being, due to the heavy burden of external debts which have crippled their capacities for national initiatives.Old diseases such as tuberculosis, which we all thought had been eradicated, have reappeared with devastating consequences, especially in developing countries. In addition, we now have AIDS, which continue to defy control, and has now combined with malaria, tuberculosis, and other infectious diseases to form a lethal nexus with as much potential for devastation as war itself.And thus a modern-day threat to world peace and security. The new age is being shaped by forces of globalization that are turning our world into a village. Thus, the new age will demand of us, more than ever before, to live and work together as members of one human family. But up to now,Globalization has meant prosperity only for the chosen few of the industrialized countries. For us, the developing world, globalization will continue to ring hollow and of dubious value until we see its positive effects on our fortunes. In short, globalization has to be seen to mean the eradication of poverty, and then, and only then, will the true spirit of good neighborliness reign.In the new global village. The world community is challenged to evolve a new system of international cooperation that will help to eliminate abject poverty throughout the world and integrate the developing countries into the globalized world economy. At the first South Summit, held in Havana, Cuba, last April, it was resolved that a new and meaningful partnership with the industrialized nations needed to be forged in order to make this earth a better place for all of us. We must all be concerned about the persistence of internal conflicts, more especially in our region of Africa. These conflicts have proved to be very brutal, savage, and devastating. The unfortunate destruction of lives and properties and their effects on the weaker members of the society, namely children and women, remind us as members of the UN that our objective of world peace is still beyond many communities. Our aim in the new age, therefore, must include a renewed determination to resolve these conflicts and prevent new ones, so that together all humanity will reap the benefit of peace and march forward in harmony and prosperity. We are at the beginning of a new dawn. What it portends, we cannot say. But this much we owe to ourselves and to succeeding generations. A world where all nations, all races and all peoples can live in dignity and in peace with one another. We must all resolve to strengthen and reinvigorate the United Nations for the work ahead. Thank you.
好，这一讲就结束了，谢谢大家。